Read all about it. California's journalism preservation bill could die quietly. The California Senate's Appropriations Committee voted May 13 to move a bill meant to revive local journalism in the state to the mysterious suspense file where some measures are said to die in silence. At issue is Senate Bill 1327, authored by Senator Steve Glaser, which would help local journalism by offering tax credits to media companies for employees retained and newly hired while taxing large tech firms to offset the credits. If ultimately approved, the bill would impose a tax on large tech companies for selling digital advertising and extracting data from users. Supporters say the measure is necessary to protect the media industry from competitive pressure for advertising dollars. SB 1327 creates a modern financial framework to ensure that newsrooms keep our citizens informed and democracy accountable to the people, Mr. Glaser said in legislative analyses. The fee in my bill assigns the cost of reviving local journalism to those firms whose data extraction and economic activity is causing the news industry's decline. He likened the extraction of data to a second California gold rush, suggesting that more needs to be done to balance unintended consequences from advertising-related business models affecting the news industry. The author highlighted the role played by journalism and what he believes is a need to protect local media entities. A vibrant local press that informs the public and acts as a government watchdog is vital to the survival of American democracy, Mr. Glaser said. Unfortunately, the crucial role of local news in upholding democracy is in danger. One supporter agreed, noting the significant impact of technology on journalism since the start of the century, with the number of journalists working in California falling 68% since 2005. It cannot be overstated how desperately in crisis this industry has become in the last 20 or so years, Nadia Taha, executive director for Media Guild of the West, which represents hundreds of journalists in Southern California, Arizona, and Texas, said during a press conference announcing the bill on May 1. It's a dire situation. A co-author of the bill with a background as a journalist concurred and suggested the press is immensely beneficial to society. I know the value of journalism and the important role it plays in sustaining our democracy, Senator Catherine Blake Spear said during the press conference. We cannot have informed voters if the free press isn't telling all of us what our government is doing. She focused on the shift of revenue streams that changed with the increase of online technology that has affected the industry, with newspaper advertising revenues falling from $26 billion in 2010 to $18 billion in 2017 nationwide. In California, media companies' ad revenues have dropped approximately 66% over the last 10 years. While such ad revenues are on the decline, technology companies are experiencing a windfall of profits. The three companies primarily targeted by the bill, Amazon, Google, and Meta, sold $163 billion worth of advertising and data collection services in 2022. Sadly, the rise of the internet has wreaked havoc on the news business, Ms. Blake Spear said. This is a terrible development that is hurting our democracy and undercutting civic engagement at all levels. She said it is the government's responsibility to identify solutions when society is negatively impacted by market forces. This is where government should step in, Ms. Blake Spear said. When the free market cannot deliver something that society needs, we need to intervene and provide an incentive or way to fix the problem. The proposal would impose a 7.25% tax on gross revenues related to advertising and data extraction for tech and social media companies, though those with less than $2.5 billion in such annual revenue would be exempt. Opponents argue that any fees imposed will ultimately be passed on to consumers as advertising rates will increase and businesses will look to recoup costs with higher prices on goods and services. This bill punitively targets only a handful of taxpayers that sell digital advertising, yet will financially cripple many, many small and medium-sized businesses, Preston Young, senior policy advocate for the California Chamber of Commerce, said in legislative analyses. The brunt of this tax will ultimately be borne by smaller employers that rely on advertising to increase the reach of their business. Dozens of organizations opposing the measure wrote to the legislature citing what they describe as an unfair proposition that forces certain companies to incur costs related to reviving local journalism. They argue that the decline of print media began before internet access was widespread and suggested that shifting business models are natural in a free market. Other states, including New York, Kansas, and West Virginia, among others, are also considering similar proposals to tax large internet-related companies and to close what some say is a loophole that allows certain revenue-generating services to avoid taxation. Maryland is the only state with a law that taxes digital advertising, having passed the measure in 2021 following a veto from the governor and subsequent override by the state legislature, though the tax is facing legal challenges at the state and federal levels. Around the world, the United Kingdom, France, and some other European nations have similarly enacted digital services taxes. With SB 1327 on the suspense file, its future is uncertain, with a decision expected in the coming days to determine whether it will proceed to the Senate floor for debate. If it clears the appropriations hurdle, the proposal will require a two-thirds vote to pass, and if ultimately approved by the legislature and signed into law, will take effect immediately due to its urgency clause.